Kansas Gas is asking the KCC for a huge rate increase. Make no mistake, this is a back-end tax increase. Bidenomics is already making energy more expensive, but a public utility should not be trying to recoup their costs on the backs of ratepayers. A public utility should not be a monopoly and a for-profit business. With us now to discuss what this rate hike could mean for Kansas ratepayers and what, if anything, you can do about it is John Luth. He is the Deputy State Director for AFP Kansas. John, thank you for joining us this evening. Pleasure to have you on the show, brother.
Hey, no, it's my pleasure, certainly. I always love the opportunity to come on here and join and talk to your great listeners, probably some of the best listeners in Kansas, if I'm being honest.
Okay, checks in the mail. So. Shallow flattery, the checks in the mail, my friend. You know, I got to look at this, and when you think about it, energy prices, one of the biggest things that hit people in the pocketbook, especially hard, especially those on, you know, retirees, folks on fixed incomes, people in the poor, you know, lower income brackets. And data still shows that Kansas, I think, has either the second or third highest energy rates in the region. And yet Kansas Gas wants yet another rate increase.
Absolutely. It's pretty crazy to me that we are an energy producing state who is paying through the nose for our own energy, oftentimes to ship our own energy out of the state. But that's a whole nother conversation.
Right.
You know, you said in the intro, we were going to talk about what this rate increase could mean. I was running the math a little bit earlier, preparing to come on. And I'll tell you in really easy, quantifiable terms what it means. It means one less family meal if you want to go out to a restaurant, or likely one less family meal if you want to go to the grocery store these days.
Yeah.
It also means something like one less day of daycare for that single mother struggling to pay her bills out there. So this is real. This is impactful, besides the fact that it's also quite literally could drive some people out of house and home here.
Yeah, and when you've got to keep it in context. I mean, I know they say, well, it's only 10%. It's only a 10% increase, yada, yada, yada. But when you factor in everything else that has gone up, mortgages, price of gasoline, property taxes. I mean, in Sedgwick County, property taxes have up anywhere from an average of 12 to 24%. You factor it all in, it's like a death by a thousand cuts, and this is yet another cut. And I think one of the things that frustrates me, John, is Kansas Gas. It's a division of Tulsa-based One Gas. In 2023, their corporate net income was $231.2 million, up from $221 million in 2022. And I don't begrudge them from being profitable. Kudos to you. I'm all for corporations making bank. I mean, that's the American dream. But they're doing just fine. And I just seem to think, gosh, is this, you know, at what point do we have to say, is this absolutely necessary for you to stay in business, or is this just a way for you to, you know, nickel and dime folks?
Absolutely. You know, I'm glad they're doing just fine. I know that the everyday Kansan is not doing just
right,
fine.
Right, right.
But where we should really be focused, though, as much as it's easy to jump on something like a Kansas Gas service or Evergy, you know, they're just doing what naturally I think anyone would probably do in their situation, where they've been appointed a monopoly by the government and they're protected from pretty much all recourse against them in that way. They're going to keep driving for that. Where we need to be frustrated, the most frustrated, is we have the KCC or CURB out there claiming to protect or speak for the voice of Kansans that think it's a win to say, hey, we're going to go from a $51 million increase to a $31 million increase. Be happy and say thank you. These are supposed to be representative of the people of Kansas. Sounds to me like they're representing themselves, their bureaucracy, and then their self-appointed monopolies.
Yeah, have they ever, I mean, this would be an interesting question. You may know the answer, but have they ever said no to any increase, or has it always just been incremental and they trim it, but they still give them an increase?
So I don't want to say ever, right?
Right.
But certainly In my lifetime here, I have not seen them say no to a single increase. There's always the same song and dance of a really big number that usually gets cut about in half, and they tell us to say, thank you, please, sir, may I have another?
Yes, yeah, it reminds me of Oliver. Please, sir, may I have some more? We're talking with John Luth from Americans for Prosperity Kansas. And that, you know, you make a good point there, John. It's they are supposed to be here for advocates for ratepayers. And frankly, if I'm Evergy or Kansas Gas, I know what the what their pattern is. So if I want $25 million, why don't I just go in and ask for 50, and then I'm going to get what I want in the end?
Exactly. Here's the other big problem with these groups that we just said are supposed to be representing Kansans. I don't know a single person that can tell me a single person on any of these boards. How is that representative of Kansas if nobody knows who you are, nobody's ever seen you, nobody even knows how to reach out to if they're frustrated? That's not representative government at all. That is, once again, red tape, bureaucracy, and some pretty good back scratching.
No, I agree completely. The KCC is holding public hearings on Tuesday. AFP Kansas has a petition online that folks can sign if they think the KCC should not allow the $58 million rate hike. If folks want to sign that petition, what's the best way for them to do that? I mean, obviously, if they want to drive to Topeka, they can give in-person testimony. But if they want to sign the petition, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So the best way to do that is to go on our social media. It's at AFP Kansas on Twitter and Instagram, and then Americans for Prosperity Kansas on Facebook. You'll find it right on there with a really brightly colored yellow graphic that literally says the word attention on it. So feel free to click on that. Let people know. You can also go to unleashenergyks.com. So we're trying to talk to Kansans and the KCC, frankly, about really unleashing the energy potential in Kansas and stop trying to just rack up rate hikes unnecessarily off the backs of hardworking Kansans.
The other thing I wanted to ask you about, you guys do these National Days of Action. It's an opportunity for folks to get out. I think I've mentioned the phone calling that you do every Thursday, but this is a door knocking opportunity. You guys do them every twice a month, basically. You've got another one coming up here in Wichita on the 17th. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. These are some of my favorite days. It's when you really get to feel the impact of what a true grassroots community can do. You're joining arms with neighbors and friends who are like-minded on issues, and we're going to be out this weekend, this Saturday, in the Wichita area as well as across the state, so feel free to reach out no matter where you are. Our goal is to bring it to your neighborhood, and let's have conversations about, this weekend we'll be chatting with Kansans across the state about who the meaningful and true policy champions running on the ballot this November and their local state Senate and House races are. And we're excited because there's quite a slate of true policy champions out there that come January, Kansas can have a new day with a bright, shining light on our Kansas legislature ready to lead the way.
You know, I'm glad that you guys do this, that you help, because as you know, we talked to the Speaker of the House earlier. He mentioned that there are key races that Governor Kelly is targeting. Down here in Wichita, I know that one of those that you guys have been helping is Sandy Pickard and a few others, correct? Renee Erickson, you guys have helped out with her. Is that's kind of your focus right now, is to help these solid conservatives who've been fighting for us to make sure that they get reelected so they can keep doing that, right?
Absolutely. Our goal right now is to go out and have as many conversations as we possibly can with Kansans to talk about these real policy champions, such as Sandy, who stood the line for her district more times than I can count on unnecessary spending increases and trying to fight to cut taxes, or so many other local legislators. You were talking right before I came on the show about all the wonderful representation you guys have, whether it's Speaker Hawkins nearby or the Senate President, Mr. Masterson, nearby. Yeah. A lot of wonderful, wonderful legislators here who are truly the tip of the spear, leading the way. We're excited to get out there and fight for those true policy champions and push back on the governor's quote-unquote middle-of-the-road pack, which the only middle-of-the-road that I think they're trying to put us all in is the middle-of-the-road, so it's a little easier for the vehicles not to have to swerve so much, because, my goodness, these candidates she's endorsing and driving are some of the most radical voters in the legislature, radical left, that are just driving these top-down policies that are crushing us. thanks to the Biden-Harris administration, thanks to the Governor Kelly administration.
Yeah, I like
and,
to.
We can put a stop to that.
I like to think of it as she likes us in the middle of the road because it makes it easier for her to run us over. Your National Day of Action coming up on Saturday the 17th. Here in Wichita, it's the AFP office, which is at 435 South Broadway. If folks want to get involved, it goes on all day. My wife and I will be out door knocking with AFP on Saturday. If you want to get involved, obviously, AmericansForProsperity.org or through your socials, correct?
Absolutely. Or always feel free to shoot us an email at infoks@afphq.org. We're happy to chat with you there.
John, I appreciate you as always. Carry on the fight, brother.
Thank you so much, my friend. You have a great rest of your evening.
You too.